This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Speaking in Singapore, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said North Korea's continued work on weapons programs was inconsistent with its leaders' commitment to denuclearize. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Pompeo had told a Senate committee hearing on July 25th that North Korea was continuing to produce fuel for its nuclear bombs in spite of its pledge. En route to Singapore, Pompeo told reporters North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made a commitment to denuclearize. However, he said that North Korea was behaving in a manner inconsistent with that commitment. Pompeo said Pyongyang was in violation of one or both of the UN Security Council resolutions, adding that North Korea has a ways to go to achieve the ultimate outcome desired. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Newly elected Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa is now tasked with uniting the country. He was declared the winner of Monday's election, which was marred by violence and charges of fraud. An opposition MDC spokesperson took exception with the results.
They are fake. They are not authentic. We're not part of it. Those are real figures from ZEC. So as far as we're concerned, we reject them. We don't respect them. And we can pronounce today that the elections were fraudulent.
The Election Commission said Mnangagwa received 50.8% of the vote. Challenger Nelson Chamisa has promised a court challenge. The Swedish prosecutor in charge of investigating whether police committed an error when fatally shooting a 20-year-old disabled man who waved a toy gun said on Friday that it has emerged that several officers opened fire. Martin Tyden said the probe was routine because policemen had used their firearms. He added that no police officers are suspected of foul play. Eric Toro was shot early Thursday morning in Stockholm and died shortly after. This is VOA News. China's Religious Affairs Administration says it will investigate claims of a high-ranking Buddhist monk sexually harassed nuns and coerced them into sex. Reuters' Grace Lee reports it is the latest case of a prominent figure accused of sexual misconduct in China.
In what could be the most explosive allegations yet in China's Me Too movement, one of the country's top Buddhist monks is in the spotlight. Abbot Xue Cheng is being accused of sexually harassing nuns and coercing them into sex, all revealed in a document leaked by two former monks. Xue Cheng is the head of the Buddhist Association of China, the youngest person to ever hold that position, with more than a million followers on the Chinese social network Weibo. He's also a political advisor to the government. The 95-page document reveals extensive details with screenshots of explicit text messages allegedly sent by Xue Cheng.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. Chinese and Southeast Asian naval forces staged their first computer-simulated drill so they can jointly respond to emergencies and build trust amid the long seething disputes in the South China Sea. The two-day exercises that ended Friday involved more than 40 sailors from China and the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations. They worked on search and rescue scenarios following a mock ship collision. Singapore's Navy hosted the drills at a training center in Changi Naval Base, where officers coordinated their force deployments and helicopter landings on Navy ships. The Trump administration officials say that they are concerned about foreign meddling in upcoming midterm elections. VOA's Penny Dixon reports.
Several Trump administration officials expressed concerns about foreign efforts to meddle in the upcoming midterm elections and what their agencies are doing about it. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats singled out Russia.
We continue to see a pervasive messaging campaign by Russia to try to weaken and divide the United States.
They said President Trump has directed them to make securing the election process a top priority. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Friday, relatives of Chinese passengers who were aboard the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 say they refuse to accept the latest report on the plane's disappearance 4 years ago. Their relatives demanded the search be restarted. About 100 relatives gathered in Beijing to hear the chief investigator discuss the report prepared by a 19-member international team. It reiterated Malaysia's assertion that the plane was deliberately diverted and flown for over 7 hours after severing communications. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.